he just followed the tradition. But in tradition, over there is title. Here you will not find title. Sometimes you will find a very big sentence, quotation from here and there. For only five verses, then one title, al-munajat, fil munajat, means let's pray. Then you have 50 lines, 50 verses, with just that one word title, one. And I told you this is something that I studied later. At the time I thought this is not from Rumi, because I knew Masnavi should go like that, and everybody would read it like that, with no interruption of those titles. Later I discovered Rumi did it. Then he organized it in stories. He will take on a story, without finishing the story, he will bring in another story, and he will come back. One. You could finish one story, then another story, then another story. He doesn't do that. There is a chart. You will see it, inshallah, shortly, a couple of months it will be ready. You will see how Masnavi is organized. From main story, going to side story, then side story, then far-fetched stuff, then coming back to the main story. He did it purposely. Without understanding this, could I understand the details of this book and keep it in mind? I need some point of references, everybody does, to remember it. For example, the first half of book one, I told you there are 8 stories. One by one, every story is made up to say something, something else. You could read the stories and get over with it. Stories are not reporting something. In our stories, we are not talking about the things. In our stories, we talk about nonsenses. We talk about the things impossible. We call it miracle. In our stories, there is this fellow guy, very famous one. One of the most famous guy in our stories is Dragon. You could get familiar with this dragon and to believe that really in reality, once upon a time, there was an animal who will breathe fire. Are we talking about the existence of this unbelievable stuff? You could say yes to that. Then the only problem is you are a little bit misplaced. You should be in a nationalistic assembly. I know some people that they believe that some book like that with a dragon in it is the history of that nation. Honest? You could find it in different countries. The story of Richard III. Richard the Brave, who will kill a dragon to become a king. Right? Here we bring these stories to relay some special meaning. Okay. So we don't argue about is this story happened really or could happen or what? We accept a story just as we accept the musicality of the poetic language. But we're listening what the guy is talking about. And we don't look at this book, at least I don't believe that, looking at this book and trying to find that essence. This is not the way I understand. I believe that we would understand what's in this book if we could go one step further. This is something that you should do with all texts. The simplest question is, what is this text talking about, right? This is a language, a talking, and your first question should be, what this text is talking about, right? That, to me, is very superficial, because it comes down to the knowledge of the language only. I believe that I should think what the guy was thinking and said this. What does he has in his mind? He's trying to convey that to me. This is the instrument. We're organized. So, if you want to, if you ask me a very simple, simple question, as simple as, what is this all about? This is stuff you're talking about. What is this all about? Isn't that a very simple question? You should have a simple answer for it. I do.
It's about our inward state.
All this stuff is about problems of intelligence now. How simple? Could it be simpler? One sentence, right? And you understood it. Because that's what it is. And you say, why do you say that? So simple. Because in the half of this book, right at the beginning, in 8 stories, Rumi talked about that. In first story, Rumi talked about me falling in love with my intelligence, using my intelligence, understanding the rules, and becoming ignorant to exception. The first paragraph, first story, right? Second paragraph, he said, look at you. Your intelligence made you believe that everything is logical in this universe, isn't it? Said, shame on you. 1/3 of your life, your intelligence is shut off, and that's the best part of your life. And you dream. And if you have nightmares, God have mercy on you, because your life is ruined. Then that's not all. Let's look in imagination. Imagination apparently is nothing. It's something fake, fictional. But look at us. Everything is fictional. Our happiness is fiction, is in our imagination. Even further, there is non-existence. We understand, and that's the thing we are going to. Paragraph 2, remember? First story, we said, this is it. Look at you. This is your story. Which one of you want to get it tonight? You guy over there. You? One day you started to ask questions and try to understand, and you found that you have an intelligence and you loved it and you surrendered your life to that. And that one is very good in rules. Do you remember what I wanted to talk about in this book? Love? Only. I'm sorry, there is no rule for love. Therefore, I cannot talk about that. You should come out of that logical cause and effect of reality, then I will try to explain to you what love is. You see how simple it is? So this is it. But, there are rituals for this. First of all, I wanted to explain it to you in this exception, therefore I choose exceptional way to do it, poetic language, storytelling. I will tell you, but remember, there are 2 things that if you do, I cannot deal with that, because it will ruin everything. First, if you start to nag, I'm sorry, Because with your nagging, oh, it's very easy, you could ruin everybody's life. Look around you. Everybody is a little bit more miserable because of your nagging. And if you want to nag, you could nag always. This is not our path. Nagging is somewhere else. In that logical state of mind, we are talking about beyond the logic. Therefore, no nagging. Secondly, don't become greedy. Don't hang on to one thing in here. Whatever we say is just a story. Whatever we talk about is just a story. We hope with these stories in your imagination, some light will be turned on. This is what it is. Paragraph 3. How am I doing? First story. He said, then this is why, because your intelligence, how did you make your intelligence? Do you remember? It was handmade for you. It was injected to you. And you believe it is yours, isn't it? There's another flaw in that. Believe in this hikmat, in this special kind of knowledge, this hakim, this a spiritual doctor will cure you. How? By poisoning that one, the goldsmith. That was the first story. How am I doing? Am I out of that? I told you that in this book I want to talk about love. And the problem is the problem of intelligence. That was the first thing about intelligence. The second thing about your intelligence, how do you use your intelligence? Comparison. There's a silly of you, because your point of view is your real physical eye, and you see only the surface of everything. So you are submerged in superficiality in comparison. Isn't it true? Oh, you could nag about it and say, no, comparison is like this. I need the comparison when I go to the shopping. I have to compare two different melons and choose. And I say, excuse me, you forgot my first story. I'm not talking about the rule of your life. I'm talking about the exception, love. And there is no comparison in love. Huh? Was Romeo more in love with Juliet, or Juliet was more in love with Romeo? Could you ask that silly question? We're talking about love. Therefore, forget your superficial comparison. Tell the story. Look at you. How do you think? One word, right? Ego-centered. Isn't it? Like all animals? Every animal has an intelligence to protect the self. So selfishness is the main ingredient of intelligence. That one will burn you. In here, selfish people cannot be in love. You know the story of the guy? The selfish guy who could not fall in love? Fell in love with himself?
Narcissus,
yes. That's the self-indulgent. He had the worst punishment. Because love is not like that. How am I doing? You see, story by story, he's going. First was your surrender to intelligence, forgetting about the exception is the problem. Second one was your superficial comparison. The third one, your egocentrism. Fourth one,